This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary. I'm Finn.
And I'm Alice. In today's show, we're going to look at chunks of language.
Yes, and by chunks of language, we mean groups of words that naturally go together. And we're going to do that by listening to Kirsten, a student from Germany, talking about her typical morning.
We'll look closely at the chunks of language Kirsten uses.
We'll have a quiz to see what we've learned.
And we'll bring you a top tip for learning vocabulary.
But before all that, we're going to hear from Kirsten, who's studying right here in London.
She's talking about her typical college day. Now, two questions for you to think about while you listen. First, why does Kirsten have to leave?
And second, why do you think Kirsten's English sounds a little bit unnatural?
Let's find out.
My typical morning? Well, I never go out on an unfilled stomach, so before class, I usually have a complete English breakfast. I love it. Getting to class can take a big time, because it is the rush period. But when I get to class, it's a lot of enjoyment, because my classmates come from all over the earth. Anyway, I must go into class right now, but I'll be back in a period.
So, why does she have to leave?
She has to go to class. Well done if you got that. But why did Kirsten's English sound a little bit unnatural?
Well, we understood her, but she did make some unusual word choices.
Yes, and that's because she made some mistakes when she tried to use English fixed expressions or chunks of language.
Chunks are groups of words that naturally go together. They are fixed expressions and they can't usually be changed. So, instead of learning them word by word, we can think of them as one complete piece of language. Let's look at some of Kirsten's chunks.
First, she said she doesn't like going out on an unfilled stomach. The normal way to say that you're doing something without eating first is to say you're doing it on an empty stomach.
Next, she said she likes to eat a complete English breakfast. The usual way to describe eggs, bacon, sausage and tomato is a full English breakfast.
Ooh, feeling a bit hungry now. And then she said that going to college takes a big time, but the chunk is to take a long time.
And it takes a long time because it is the rush period. But the usual expression is the rush hour.
And another one, Kirsten told us that class is a lot of enjoyment, but we usually say a lot of fun.
It's fun because Kirsten's friends come from all over the earth. Normally, all over the world.
And let's listen to the last sentence again.
Anyway, I must go into class right now, but I'll be back in a period.
So, she'll return soon to talk more. But the usual way to say this is back in a bit or back in a minute.
Great stuff. So, let's listen to Kirsten again, this time with all the correct chunks of language.
My typical morning? Well, I never go out on an empty stomach. So before class, I usually have a full English breakfast. I love it. Getting to class can take a long time because it is the rush hour. But when I get to class, it's a lot of fun because my classmates come from all over the world. Anyway, I must go into class right now, but I'll be back in a bit.
Well done, Kirsten. It sounded much more natural that time.
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
So now it's time for a quiz. You have to finish the sentence with the correct chunk. Number one, I want to learn Chinese, but I think it will A. have a long time, B. take a great age, or C. take a long time.
The natural way to say it is C, take a long time.
Yes, that's right. Now, number two. People are learning English, A, all over the world, B, around the earth, or C, throughout the planet.
People are learning English, A, all over the world.
Yes, well done if you got that.
And that brings us almost to the end of today's show.
But before we go, here's today's top tip. Instead of learning lists of vocabulary word by word, try picking up natural chunks of language that you hear people using. Learning these chunks will make your English sound much more natural.
That's great advice. There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Please join us again for more 6-minute vocabulary. Bye.
Bye.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt. For things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.